DeSantis campaign slams Haley for Democrat mega donor money. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 5, 2023. The presidential campaign of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is attacking former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, his fellow Republican primary challenger, over a report that Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman gave $250,000 to a PAC supporting her presidential bid. According to a report from the New York Times, Hoffman, who co-founded LinkedIn, donated $250,000 to the pro-Haley Super PAC SFA Fund Incorporated. His team checked prior to giving the donation, and the PAC agreed to accept the money despite Hoffman's support of President Biden. It is far from Hoffman's first time giving to causes viewed as anti-Trump. He financially supported E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit against the former president as well. DeSantis's team, which has dealt with drama and departures from the pro-DeSantis PAC Never Back Down, was quick to respond to the news. It makes perfect sense that liberal Democrat billionaires would support Nikki Haley's bid for the White House. Because she is a liberal, DeSantis for President Press Secretary Brian Griffin said. She would let corporations set immigration policy, roll out the red carpet for China, hike taxes on hard-working Americans, and require social media users to register with the government. He continued, adding, Ron DeSantis is bearing the banner of conservatism in this nomination contest and will defeat the swamp, starting with Nikki Haley. Wow, another Democrat mega donor is supporting Nikki Haley. They know she will count out to their every demand. From opening our borders to being weak on China, the DeSantis War Room wrote. Will Hillary Clinton, Haley's inspiration for running for office, start donating to her as well? It asked. Haley has not been choosy about the support she has received in recent weeks, stating during an appearance on Fox News that she is thrilled to have individuals such as Jamie Dimon, whom the DeSantis War Room described as a Hillary Clinton donor and Wall Street CEO Jamie Dimon, supporting her. The news of Democrat donors backing Haley also comes as anti-Trump GOP senators look to the former U.S. ambassador to the UN as the best alternative to Trump. Related, wishful thinking, leftist talking heads push Nikki Haley as hope to beat Trump. She has better prospects than he does because her numbers are going up and his are coming down. Usually, you want to place your bet on someone who is doing better. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, said, referring to DeSantis and Haley. Senator John Thune, RSD, also said Haley has acquitted herself really well in the debates, and I think has done well out on the stump. Part of running for national office, especially in those early states, is relatability, and I think she's got a good retail political style. Seems to be winning over some people, he said. Famed establishment figure Paul Ryan has also been caught trying to rally the troops for Haley, urging Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, chairman of the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, to publicly support the presidential hopeful. I think now is the time for a guy like you to endorse, he wrote to Gallagher in a text. Plus, her foreign policy/world views track closest to yours. She brings the most excitement. I like Ron, but don't think he is the growth stock Nikki, sick, is. Just following up for our talk, in September. Go Packers. He added, although Gallagher has made no such endorsement. All of these realities will likely add to the fire during Wednesday evening's debate, which will see both Haley and DeSantis, as well as Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie, take the stage as they effectively fight for second and third place in the GOP primary race. Haley is continuing to lead DeSantis in both South Carolina and New Hampshire, but DeSantis has maintained an edge in Iowa, something Haley hopes to change.